Jamaica and Argentina continue to build on their friendship, having enjoyed over 50 years of bilateral relations since March 1963. Argentine ambassador to Jamaica, Ariel Fernandez, says over the years his country has sought to maintain the bond and is pushing to build an even stronger, more robust and solid relationship with Jamaica.
In my opinion, in the opinion of the Argentinian government, there are a lot of solid bases for exploring a lot of avenues that could put us together to know about the other much more than in the previous years. In that sense, not only the bilateral avenues, but also the multilateral regional level through CELAC.
Ambassador Fernandez says education is one area in which both governments can seek to further build on their bilateral relations. He says the government of Argentina stands ready to cooperate in education as well as in other areas, noting that the embassy has undertaken a project that has seen the teaching and learning of Spanish language here in Jamaica. In this regard, a total of 14 Jamaicans recently completed a 6-month pre-intermediate Spanish language training course offered by the government of the Argentine Republic. The program was conducted by 4 professors from the University of Buenos Aires in Argentina and entailed classroom instructions and virtual teaching modules. Participants were drawn from the Office of the Prime Minister, Ministry of Foreign Affairs and Foreign Trade, and the Jamaica Defense Force.
We try to provide this kind of courses through very specialized teachers, trying to replicate what's basically the European Union model for Spanish. And the request across the board, Jamaican different agencies and ministries, is very demanding. And obviously, we can provide that according to our resources. The good news is that we have a start.
Ambassador Fernandez says the Embassy of Argentina in Jamaica has a moral obligation to narrow the gap of knowledge between both countries, adding that his government will continue to support the Spanish language program. Permanent Secretary in Jamaica's Foreign Affairs Ministry, Ambassador Paul Robotham, has hailed the partnership facilitating the language training program in Jamaica. He says the collaboration was forged following discussions with Ambassador Fernandez regarding a South-South cooperation program to initially teach Spanish to the ministry staff. The course was eventually expanded to include personnel from the other ministries, departments, and agencies.
How happy we are at the ministry that we are having such valuable cooperation from the government of Argentina. We talk about South-South cooperation, we talk about integration and development, and when it actually happens, it's so gratifying. And we pay tribute to the government and people of Argentina for lending the hand of friendship and solidarity to Jamaica.
Senior Director at the Office of the Prime Minister and program participant, Florette Blackwood, says she welcomed the opportunity, pointing out that she's now better equipped to read documents and do research in Spanish.
Spanish is one of the fastest growing languages, and in order for Jamaica to continue to compete on the world stage, whether in the area of trade or in sport, it's absolutely essential that we are able to interact and communicate with.
Argentine Ambassador to Jamaica, Ariel Fernandez, has lauded the Ministry of Foreign Affairs for the role it plays in strengthening diplomatic relations between Jamaica and Argentina. He is also commending the participants who have completed the Spanish training program and is urging them to use every opportunity to speak the language.
If you're granted legal aid for a matter in court, the private lawyer assigned must take instructions at the earliest convenience regarding the offense. Inquire about your physical well-being. Represent you vigorously and fearlessly. Ensure full disclosure by the prosecution. Apply for bail. Engage in the necessary research and preparation to advance your case. The Legal Aid Council, ensuring access to justice for all.
This has been a production of the Jamaica Information Service.